So far, Rocky Brown has won cash and prizes totaling $54,135. Today, one of our contestants can win a large screen TV, a fur coat, a diamond necklace, or a trip to the Caribbean, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Nissan, and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sail of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Nice to have you with us. Delighted to have you joining us at home for Sail of the Century. Did you hear that total? Our champion has really been on a roll. Let's welcome him back. This is Rocky Brown.
Hello there, Rocky.
Hi, Jim. $54,135.
Can't believe it.
Ah, you're doing great. You are a fine, fine champion. And now you have knocked 7 prizes off our winner's board. There are 3 more left up there. Beautiful diamond necklace, color television, large screen, which I know you've been eyeing. And the third one is $10,000 in cash.
We take that. Green's a nice color.
All right, are you ready to go?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, good luck. He's going for some big things, and here to introduce the challengers who I know are going to try to stop him, Summer Bartholomew.
Hello there, Summer.
That'll get the whistles with the off the shoulder. But you like whistles, right?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Whom did you bring us?
She believes the pen is mightier than the sword. From Los Angeles, California, let's welcome Pam Wilson.
Hello there, Pam.
And he's a serious audiophile. From Palm Springs, California, meet Curtis Warren.
Hi there, Curtis. And we'll see you a little later with some bargains. Summer, thank you. Curtis, you are a serious audiophile.
Well, that's correct, Jim. I've traveled around the world and collected different pieces of hi-fi equipment from everywhere.
Oh, so do they all go together or what?
Well, they're all different brands, but they all mesh into quite the symphony.
Oh, sounds like you've got to be good at it then. Nice to have you here. Pam, what's this about the pen being mightier than the sword with you?
Well, I've been a writer since I was 4 when my father gave me a typewriter for Christmas. And I've been writing ever since for newspapers and magazines. And I've been a grant writer, a sports writer, and now I'm a screenwriter.
Oh, very good. So, well, good luck with that. We'll look for you having the next big hit movie they're writing, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to have you here. $20 will start all 3 players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to go back down to the winner's board, and we'll start with this. Name the only U.S. president to have a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. Curtis.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan it is. $5 for the correct answer. Curtis goes to 25. George Washington, London, and Golden Gate are 3 of the best known. Rocky.
Bridges.
That's what they've got in common. They're all bridges. $5 for the champion. What do you wear when you go skinny dipping? Curtis.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Curtis, I have the lead now at 30. According to the old saying, if you're lucky at cards, Pam?
You're unlucky at love.
You got it. You got your first 5. That's nice. Everybody on the plus side. What type of orange sounds like it has a belly button? Curtis.
A navel orange.
Navel orange is right. Curtis gets another 5 and a $10 lead over the champion. Well, that signal means it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And Curtis, you've got the lead. You've got a $10 lead over Pam and Rocky, and the opportunity. Oh, look at this.
Curtis, you can enjoy movie Star Wars on this 13-inch portable color television. Featuring automatic fine-tuning, 100% micro-condensed circuitry, and UHF channel dialing from Sharp. Plus, this great audio-video transmitter. Portable and wireless. Transmits recorded videotapes from your VCR to other TVs in your home. Has a 200-foot range from the price of his toys. And it's normally priced at $779. But today on Sale of the Century, it's for only $5.
Oh, from a land far, far away. Curtis, this is your kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's my kind of equipment.
This is your kind of stuff. Oh, boy, that is wonderful. Compact, gorgeous, color television as well.
You're tempting me, Jim.
$779, just $5, the value of one question. If you bought all of this wonderful equipment, thanks, Summer, you would still have a one-question lead. Let me get you started right. You can have all of that and $100 in cash for just $5. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, I am surprised. He did not want to buy. Hanging on to the lead. You already have all of that, Curtis, is that?
Nothing quite like that, Jim.
Okay. Your decision. The sexy actor who starred in American Gigolo, Curtis?
That's Richard Gere.
It is indeed Richard Gere, and Curtis has another five going to 40. What's the capital?
Oh, no.
Pam. Yes,
Sacramento.
Pam. Sacramento. You were so close. Montgomery. What's the capital of Alabama was the question. You got a little too quick with the buzzer. It cost you five for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Pam. Complete this line of poetry. Poems are made by fool Rocky?
No.
No?
No.
Poems are made by fools like me, but only God
can make a tree.
And Rocky's quick buzzer costs him five. He's back down to 20. And the challenger, Curtis, with a $20 lead. Time now for the Fame Game, playing for control of the Fame Game board. Buzz in, players, when you know a famous person. I am a performer, the daughter of a tool maker born in Michigan in 1939. I clerked in a dime store, became a pre-med student before I dropped out to perform in cabarets in New York. Pam.
Oh, no. I thought it was going to be Liza Minnelli.
No, not Liza Minnelli, but you don't lose any money. You're playing for control of the board with the Fame Game, so you stay at 20. However, you're out of the rest of the questions, so we'll clear it. Continue for the gentleman. I dropped out to perform in cabarets and New York coffee houses. I did TV commercials, and in 1969, I began appearing on Laugh-In. Curtis.
I'm blank.
And don't say anything now. You're out of the rest of the question. That's a break for you, Rocky.
Absolutely.
You've got the whole rest of the question to yourself. My impersonations include Ernestine, Edith Ann, the terrible five-year-old I starred in, Rocky.
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin. He didn't need me to finish it. Yeah, you got it. And you've got control of the board. First of all, where is the $10 money card, Summer?
Behind the two.
Lights are flashing, and if you stop the flashing lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. And today you might need it, Rocky.
Absolutely.
You're trailing by 20. Good luck.
I really need the $10.
Ooh, just went by it, landed on five, and gets...
A mantle clock. Michael C. Feener's 1810 Americana mantle clock. With Westminster quarter hour striking movement in a genuine walnut hand-rubbed case. Furnished by the Michael C. Feener Company.
Beautiful $425 clock. That's yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And a good game we've got. Yeah, Lily Tomlin with that Edith Ann, one of my favorite characters. It's time for a commercial, and that's the truth. Champion Rocky Brown has kind of rolled along through seven wins, but right now he's in a bit of a problem. He and Pam are at 20, and Curtis, one of the challengers, at 40. Back with this. What kind of food are you eating if you're enjoying a dish of smelt? Curtis.
That's a fish.
It is indeed a fish, and Curtis to 45. According to the old song, what elderly animal just ain't what she used, Rocky?
The old gray mare.
That's the one who ain't what she used to be. Rocky back in the second place now all by himself. What spooky term is given to a person who's hired to write under another person? Pam?
A ghostwriter.
What do you do for a living, Pam?
I'm a screenwriter.
Okay, yeah, you got it. You got another five. Pam goes to 25. What do we call the punctuation mark, which consists of a comma with a dot? Pam?
A semicolon.
That's what it is, and Pam, with two in a row, goes to 30. But, again, an instant bargain. Curtis, you have a $15 lead now over Pam and a $20 lead over Rocky. Can we... Oh, we're back with this again. What do we have?
Curtis, if you want a close encounter of the domestic kind, how about Heath's Hero Jr., a fully pre-programmed personal robot that talks, sings, learns about, plays games, and helps protect your home from intruders. Hero Jr., furnished by Heath Zenith, and it's normally priced at $999, but today on sale of the century for only $10.
Well, that's a great thing. That's a cute item. Now that, you don't have that in the house, Curtis.
Well, no. Can I do my laundry, Jim?
I don't know. Can you do the laundry? What can you do?
Lock, smoking, good looking.
Never mind. Hope that's a lady robot. Curtis, $999 for the robot. Cost you 10 bucks. If you took $10 off your score, you'd still have the lead. You'd have a $5 lead over Pam. You'd have a $10 lead over Rocky. You would also have $300 in cash to go with it. Going once... Going twice. No sale on the robot. He wants the lead. He's really going after the champ. Rocky, would you have liked him to buy that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Back for this. What large, intelligent rescue dog is usually depicted, Rocky?
St. Bernard.
With a small brandy cask around the neck, St. Bernard it is. Rocky now ties Pam for second. In the Old West, what article of clothing was named, Curtis?
Chaps.
No. For John B. Stetson. Hats for Stetson. And Curtis takes a backward step. First time in a while. Loses five. Still a $10 lead. If you're driving from New Bedford to Worcester, Curtis?
That's Connecticut.
No. That is Massachusetts. And Curtis loses another five, and now $5 separate the players. Photosynthesis is the food, Rocky?
Of plants.
That's the making process that occurs in what? Green plants? Plants acceptable? And Rocky has now tied Curtis for first place. What is the specialty of a doctor of geriatric? Curtis?
Old age.
Old age is right, and Curtis back into the lead at by five. Yes. Talking about, I like to put it, senior citizens. Senior citizens are often asked their secret formula for a long life. One such old-timer admitted, if I had known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. We'll be right back. Back to the game, and it's close. Curtis with a one-question lead over Rocky, the champion, and he's just one question ahead of Pam. 40, 35, and 30. And we're going to add a $15 money card up on the board, so there'll be two of them up there to go for, and a famous person we're looking for. I am a character. Remember, we're looking for a character who appears in one of the most famous stories ever written. I can be found in the first of Charles Dickens' five books. My story opens when one of my employees has the gall to ask, Rocky?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
For Christmas Day off. You are right, Scrooge it is, and the champion gets control of that board. Where's the yellow money card, Summer?
Behind the tree.
Right next to one another, the lights are flashing. Rocky, good luck.
Gotta have a money card. 15.
Way down the other way. What does he get behind number 7?
Video cassettes. A selection of video cassettes, including Jane Fonda's Workout and Workout Challenge, and Lyle Alzado's No Sweat. An excellent way to get in shape from Carl Lorimar Home Video.
A lot of them. $300 worth. And hey, there you are. Why are you smiling, Rocky?
I got to get rid of this.
Get in your shape. All right. Well, I'm sure Pam and Curtis are smiling a little bit because he didn't find a money card. The game remains close. All three of you back with this. Rosh Hashanah is the celebration, Curtis?
It's the Jewish New Year.
That's what it is, and a $10 lead for Curtis. The Greg or Pittman methods are, Rocky?
Shorthand.
That's what they are. Rocky stays close. He goes to 40. What is the last name of country music star Barbara and her beautiful, Pam?
Mandrell.
Sisters Louise and Earlene Mandrell it is, and Pam keeps it close at 35. However, with an instant bargain, Curtis, you have the lead. You have your... Well, things are going off all over the place. Let's go take a look.
Curtis, here's a child's dream come true. A big-time birthday party with a clown, two ponies, hot dog cart, and many other exciting features. Furnished by Exciting Events, and it's normally priced at $1,725. But today on sale of the century, cheers for only $15.
That's a lot of party stuff. $1,725 worth of old... You're married, right?
Married and with a little girl, and she would just love to have a party like that.
Oh, that would be terrific. Well, I think with $1,725 worth, you can give a lot of parties.
Yes.
15 bucks it would normally cost. Yeah. I love nothing more than a tie. So I'm going to lop that price way, way down. Not $15. You can have all the $1,725 worth of party supplies for $5. Going once. Going twice. No sale. No, he is after the champion's mantle. We'll find out if he gets it as we finish things up right after this. That was a lot of party stuff. Challenge is Curtis Warren. He does not want to do any buying. He wants to hang on to the lead. He's after that championship. He's at 45. Rocky, the champion, a question behind at 40. And Pan, just two questions behind at 35. Let's get back. In which war did the mortally wounded Captain Curtis?
The Civil War.
Oh, Captain James Lawrence cried, don't give up the ship. No, that's the War of 1812. Quick buzzer cost Curtis. He's back in a tie with Rocky. Of what continent are the Philippines? Rocky.
Asia.
Asia is right. The champion is in the lead by five. Movies of Oscars, TV is Emmys. What is Broadway, Pam?
Tony.
Tony is right, and Pam goes to 40. Oh, is it close? $5 separate the players, and all three money cards, including a big one worth $25, up on the board. Third and final fame game. A famous city. I am a European city founded in 1048 by King Harold Hardrade, once called Christiania. The Royal Palace, Rocky.
Oslo, Norway.
You are right. My goodness, with practically no information. Well done. And he's got control. Where's that $25 money card?
Behind the four.
You got three of them to shoot for, and you sure earned it. Good luck.
Gotta have one. One time.
No, missed it. What does he get this time?
An answering machine. An integrated telephone system with built-in answering machine, remote control unit, automatic dialing, tone pulse settings, and speakerphone. From Green and Roberts.
Very nice. Answering machine worth almost $300. Chances are, if we call Rocky's house, we're going to get the machine answering in Norwegian. I'm very impressed with that last one. Well, we finish up the game now with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? Rocky at 45, Pam and Curtis just a question behind at 40. Anyone can win it. Good luck as we start the speed round now. Who was America's first lady? Curtis?
Martha Washington.
Right. What major labor organization merged with the CIO? Rocky.
AFL.
Right. The monarchy of what country calls its home Windsor Castle? Rocky.
England.
Right. Name the comic partner of Dan Rowan. Curtis.
Dick Martin.
Right. What is the capital of the state of Washington? Curtis.
Olympia.
Right. How many members are there in the U.S. Senate? Curtis.
100.
Right. In mathematics, how many degrees make up a right angle? Rocky.
90.
Right. What is the most commonly used letter in the English language? Curtis.
E.
Right. In movies, which of the Marx Brothers never spoke? Pam.
Harpo.
Right. In the Bible, who baptized Jesus? Rocky.
John the Baptist.
Right. What Middle Eastern nation is led by the controversial? Pam.
Iran.
Wrong. In what state would you find the city of Kalamazoo? Curtis.
Michigan.
Right. What name is given to a second-year college or high school? Curtis.
Sophomore.
Right. What major organ is enclosed within the cranium? Pam.
The brain.
Right. How many lines are in a sonnet? Rocky.
Six.
Wrong. In what French city is the famed internet? Time is up. Oh, and Rocky loses. Time is up, and Curtis is the new champion. My goodness. I saw that clock going down to zero and realized we had a new champion. Back to Curtis in just a moment. How many lines in the sonnet? This is the one that cost Rocky 14 lines. And the controversial Colonel Gaddafi heads Libya. Got to say goodbye to Rocky, but my goodness, what a total he's got. With a trip to Mexico, all kinds of artwork, another trip to Palm Springs. He likes to travel. A Colorado trip, and Sonata cruise, piano, a beautiful, beautiful luxury automobile, $5,900 in cash. Rocky, you are leaving us with over $55,200 in cash and prizes.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Congratulations.
I'd like to thank Allison and Robin for making it easy.
Thank you. You are a great champion. Pam didn't pick up anything along the way. We thank you for a very well-played match. But Curtis Warren did not want to buy. He wanted to get up there as the champion, and he's done it. He joins me at the winner's board. Come on, Curtis. I actually started to say time is up with 2 seconds left because I realized he couldn't catch you. Congratulations. You defeated a fine champion, and now you'll face a brand new board, everything shuffled. There'll be 20 beautiful things up there, including a windsurfer. There is a piano, soda fountain, very unusual and very expensive. And if you make the right combination, you could drive away in this.
Enjoy life in the fast lane with the sporty Nissan 300CX. Features a lively 3-liter V6 engine, automatic transmission, alarm system, AM/FM cassette, and T-top, furnished by Kramer Nissan. And this prize is worth $21,061.
Well, that's lovely, and it is up here on the board someplace. New champion, brand new board, everything has been shuffled. You make a match, the prize is yours. Curtis, good luck, and start picking.
Okay, let's go with number 16 first.
Number 16, a win card. Right away, that means the next prize you pick is an automatic win. What are you going to win, Curtis?
Ooh, this is tough, but I have to go with number 20.
Number 20, and he will win soda fountain. I know you were thinking car, but this is great. This is a wonderful thing. Take a good look at it. Jay Stewart will tell you all about it.
Enjoy Sundays every day with this old-fashioned soda fountain. It's energy efficient with frost-free refrigeration for marvelous treats from Cherry Cokes to floats and sodas. Furnished by GA Systems. And this prize is worth $4,275.
That is very fancy, isn't it? Look at that.
Wow.
Do you have a home?
No, but I hope to have one soon.
All right, this will be terrific. Condition. It's wonderful. It makes real good ice cream, and evidently it's terrific plastic as well. That is wonderful. You will enjoy that. You've got a family, so I know you're going to have a lot of fun with that. Over $4,000 worth of lovely, lovely prize. And most importantly, he is the champion, and he can get a chance. As he keeps on winning, he can keep on clearing that board. But we'll tell you more about that and wrap things up for today right after this.
That would be very nice to have. I must say.
Back with our new champion, Curtis Warren. Again, our congratulations. You defeated a fine, fine champion in Rocky Brown. You've knocked one prize off that board. Now, you can stay here until you clear that entire board of all 10 prizes, plus this.
$50,000 in cash!
That's over $100,000 in cash and prizes that could be yours. You just got out of the service, right?
That's true.
Some of that money could come in nice and handy. We'll see if he can continue his winning ways next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.